Either the drive home is going to be fine, or it's going to be not fine. We'll see how this Friday holiday 3-day weekend thing goes. It might just be smooth sailing. Or it might be the fucking worst. I'd like to think that everyone who was going to get out of town for the weekend did so earlier today. They were like, I'm going to knock off early, and I fucking bailed. Oh, you scumbag, what are you doing? I am pretty into this idea of a 3-day weekend. I got some stuff planned. Should be fun. But also some time not planned to hang out a little bit. You know, I opened those loot boxes, and now I got stuff. I got, you know, the Hockey Man skin I wanted, so I'll probably have to play some Overwatch in there, I guess. Oh, man. Oh, I'm gonna go. Yeah.
You ain't fam, I don't trust you. Niggas a jam up your hustle. Your old man wanna crush you.
Ah, it's about time some more people rapped over this beat.
Wet them up when they spot them. Seven up, red dot. I leveled up from the bottom. Red it up on the bottom. I leveled up like the volume. Care what's up, what's the problem?
Talk to me, nigga.
It's play on time for the deep boys. I get love like the cast, nigga. I went indie on a rap tour. OKC do the math, nigga. On the grizzly like I'm a spur. Hit a make back, I'm a skirt. Talking hard cause we really sell. Talking birds cause we really dealt. Got the rockets for the warriors. Play the clip, make them 40, yeah. Would've got the every one of you. Pull the heat and blow the hornet, yeah. Any streets in a foreign joint. A free throw ain't more important. I know some niggas that are flatline. Get your rod like Black China. The white party in Atlanta. The black party with bananas. Dabbing on them like a panda. Freddy glove on a panda. Cruel sweater on a bare face. Bust down from a bare face. Limber me from the staircase. Now the law got a staircase. All my bitches be the bad. All my bitches be the bad.
This is champagne party. All my bitches be the baddest. All my bitches be the baddest. All my bitches be the baddest. This is champagne party. All my bitches be the baddest. All my bitches be the baddest. All my bitches be the baddest. This is champagne party. All my bitches be the baddest.
It's a champagne party. Hooray!
Stay flawless. Only dogs in my car, cause 100 guns, we gon' kill you regardless. Got a free she a Taurus. City to city, never been a Taurus. But I keep me a Taurus. Do what I want in the streets, I'm lawless. 16 in the clipper. I'ma hammer off the liquor. Still, I'm the neighborhood dealer. Killer, silverback gorilla. Never been scared of a nigga. Hit the blunt till I'm up. Speedy cash in the cut. Bruce speed to the cut. BT in the cut. All hustle, no love. I got money in a pound. I ain't even got an album. I got snow bunnies out in Nassau. See, I fuck on the island. I throw bags by the thousand. My hoes never be frowning. Fuck a right in my Calvin. Gotta speak in our town. We got the K tonight. We off the pain tonight. Fuck with a nigga. They got that hustle, baby. I can upgrade you like Brooklyn, oh yeah. Cop killer queens, oh yeah. I just have to meet the plug at the border to pick up my order. Now it's finna be lit, oh yeah.
Yeah. Love him up.
Same song on both stations.
Or penmanship. My pen game is impeccable. And if niggas need a hit, like, you know, more than likely they gonna holler and we gonna get it right. But I feel like when I make records, if the record is not, if it's a really, really good record and it's not gonna change my life, I'm gonna give it to somebody else because it might change their life. It don't make sense for me making lateral records. If good or not, you know what I'm saying? I can give it to one of my niggas, and now he just create a career, he feels his family, and get out there like that. So that's the way that I operate. So, I mean, I want to make records that take me to another level every time.
Somebody you've operated with that in that way since, too, is also DJ Shot My Nigga Envy.
Yeah.
You guys got mixtapes together,
yeah.
Travel together, work together.
Yeah.
Shot to his success, everything he's
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, from your standpoint, like, how important is the relationship between
Robert and DJ? Well, for me, I'm a fan of the DJ. So when I make my records, if you ever listen to any Red Cafe record, it's DJ friendly. because I've thought in one time
think
that
about
I was,
BPMs and everything, like
everything,
play with,
absolutely.
Play
when I give it to a nigga, I say, okay, it go the same go tempo as the Drake, it go the same tempo as the Fetty Wap, 6-7-9,
right.
Not my way.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I mean, because I'm a fan of the DJ, so I make, I never thought that I would be making records for program radio. You know, so when you're dealing with record companies and they come in.
Nope.
To keep you rolling throughout the summertime. Quite a few surprises, I might add. Some nice ones on the countdown today, like that one from Motley Crue. Technotronic is coming up in just a bit. You've also gone with some lesser hits from the likes of Tom Petty and Bon Jovi. Those on the...
The song samples comedian Andrew Dice Clay throughout the song. You guys know at the start of the song, it goes, "Oh, oh, what the what?" And then, of course, the title of the song is Unbelievable, and you hear the Dice sample going, it's unbelievable, it's unbelievable.
I really like hearing Mark McGrath talk about Andrew Dice Clay's role in EMF's Unbelievable, so thanks, Satellite Radio.
To do here at the 120, and I saw that Andrew Dice Clay's name was not included in the songwriting. Andrew, there may be a check waiting for you. EMF, please don't beat me up. Now, EMF wrote the song, sort of, and Ralph Jezard produced it, and the band wrote it all the way to number one back in 1991. The biggest song of the summer in 1991 with the big assist from Mr. Dice Clay. Oh, it's EMF and Unbelievable.
Maybe 60 weekend. Won't you join me? Blow off work next week. Let's just hang out and listen to this alt rock of the 90s stuff on Lithium.
Canada, and for the kickoff weekend, the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. Western Sports Roundup, weekday afternoons, 3 in the West, 6 in the East, on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147, and on the Sirius XM app.
CarStar Collision and Glass understands the importance of community, which is why every CarStar location is locally owned and operated. And their owners pride themselves on providing customer service that is second to none. Should you ever find yourself in an accident, you'll have no problem finding a helping hand, because CarStar has over 200 locations across Canada. From small dings and scratches to glass and collision repair, CarStar does it all. CarStar, where accidents unhappen. A proud supporter of the World Professional Truck Wagon Association. How is the air quality in your home or office? Start living in comfort today with Lennox Residential Heating, Cooling, and Air Quality Systems. Or protect productivity and profits with high-efficiency Lennox Commercial HVAC Systems. At Lennox, we make people feel comfortable in their home or office by making the air cooler, warmer, drier, cleaner, and better with innovative systems that are exceptionally quiet and energy efficient. Visit Lennox.com for a Western Canadian Lennox dealer near you.
Hi, I'm Bob Phillips, and every week on Texas Country Reporter, we wind our way down the back roads, finding the places and the people that truly make Texas one of a kind. So hop in and travel with
Sex.
Every weekend at 10 a.m. Sunday on Rural Radio, Channel 147, exclusively on Sirius XM.
I'm from Texas. Tell by my big Texas accent. Is that everyone talks about Texas,
coming your way this weekend on Rural.
We're coming to you from Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada. Joining the in-house announcer, Les McIntyre, for the Grand Prairie Stompede Rodeo, beginning Saturday afternoon at 3 Eastern, and the championship round on Sunday. And don't forget to listen in live for the World Professional Chuckwagon Association from Grand Prairie this weekend as well. The best in Western sports on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147, and on the Sirius XM app. Part of our Western Heritage, you're listening to WBCA Pro Tour Live on Rural Radio.
Friday night, and that means round three of the Grand Prairie Stompede. We've had some light showers late in the afternoon, not to the extent that it'll affect the track conditions, and we'll tell you more about that. But first of all, a trip behind the barns with Ryan Hepson.
And now, OLS Tubbs brings you Behind the Barns on WBCA Pro Tour Live. Featuring the drivers of the
You know what goes on behind the barn.
Here's Brian Hepson.
Welcome back to WBCA. I've seen the video. Live. I'm back behind the barns here with Cody Fraser from Wetaskiwin, Alberta, one of the new drivers in the WPCA. Cody's son to two-time world champion Rick Fraser. His grandfather is former world champion and Calgary Stampede champion Dave Lewis. His great-grandfather, multi-time Calgary Stampede and world champion Tommy Dorchester. Talking about bloodlines in professional sport, we're talking about bloodlines in professional chuck wagon racing. Now, Cody, you're one of the new drivers for the WPCA, but not new to the sport. For fans who haven't heard about Cody Fraser, talk about your history. Talk a little bit about your family history, but talk about your history in wagon racing and growing up.
Yeah, I was born and raised
in the sport. Yeah, I don't know. My dad, I watched
Rick Fraser. All through my youth and into my teens and even for the past few years. And now I stepped in the wagon box for the first time 2 years ago in Dawson Creek with the Western Truck Wagon Association. I took a great liking to racing there, and I did another two shows with them for the 2015 season in Dawson and Grand Prairie last season, and then I made the choice.
Maybe lower the music bed next time.
After
these mumbling Canadian cowboys you've got.
I decided to blow the runoff and try to make a spot for myself in the WPCA for this season, and I'm fortunate enough to have a good run in Bashaw last season after runoff, and here I am now.
Yes, you were the winner in Bashaw, winning two top day monies there, I believe. When you finally decided to come race with the WPCA over this offseason, how did you prepare yourself for personally with your horsepower?
Well, we started by, I had to gather up some horses, so me and my dad went searching all around. We picked a few off the drivers and went to a few racetracks all over Canada and down in the States as well. And we just try to buy some nice looking horses and bring them back, and that ended up doing well at the farm in Tasquin. And from there, you just take care of them until springtime comes. And once spring comes, it's a day in and day out process of getting them ready, getting them shape, and training them at your farm up until Wellington Grand Prix.
When you can have a two-time world champion in the seat beside you in the truck going down the road, I'm sure he gives you a lot of advice. What are some of the key things your dad, Rick Fraser, has taught you about chuck wagon racing?
One of the biggest things is you never know it all. Every day you wake up and you come into your barn with a learning attitude, because the day that you think you know it all is the day that you don't. It's every day you learn something new. And I know that even he's been in this sport for 30 some odd years, and he still will tell me to this day that he doesn't know it all.
Cody, you're coming up in heat number two, a few minutes away. You move to the number one barrel up against Mike Vegan, Chance Vegan, and Troy Flatt. You come back with the same four horses tonight, or you change the lineup?
No, I'll change the four guys that I'm using, and also my overhead horses. I started off with three on day one, and day two I went to four, and now I'm on the barrel, so I'll change all of them up, and we'll see how they go tonight.
Well, Cody, good luck. You're looking good so far, and hopefully we can get a couple good runs in the next couple nights.
Thank you, sir.
That is Cody Fraser, one of the new WPC drivers in 2016. For Behind the Barns, brought to you by OLS Tubbs, I'm Brian Hepson. You're listening to Night 3 of the 2016 Grand Prairie Stompede on WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Stompede?
Behind the Barns, a presentation of OLS Tubbs.
made from the best ingredients on the market for maximum results. Right here on WPCA Pro Tour Live.
And we'll continue to warm up and get ready for round three of the WPCA Pro Tour. Don't forget our Battle of the Buckles, and you can text in your guess when we identify which heat it'll be. Make a note of that number right now, though. It is 587-582-5393. Congratulations to Dave Applegate.
Give a call.
And to Yvonne Young, our Wednesday and Thursday night winners, respectively. We continue round three of the Grand Prairie Stampede on the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Like a cowboy hat gets better with age. Welsh's Saddlery and Western Wear in Edmonton, Alberta has been serving Alberta since 1908.
I don't know that I agree with any part of your premise.
Welsh first set up shop to supply Alberta's early homesteaders. Today, Welsh's serves North America with over 16,000 square feet of Western Wear, tack, horseshoes, and accessories with top brands like Rover, Sesson, Tin Hall, and Wrangler. When you want the best in Western Wear and tack, head to Welsh's. Welsh's, Alberta born and raised since 1908.
A belt buckle isn't just a piece of metal. It's a brand of success you wear with pride. So when you need handcrafted trophy buckles, corporate gifts, or a one-of-a-kind heirloom piece, call Olson Silver and let their pride and craftsmanship go to work for you. Olson Silver Buckles are built in-shop, ensuring the highest of quality control and on-time delivery, and they are some of the most sought-after trophies at Western events across North America. Check them out at OlsonSilver.com. Olson Silver, proud to be the official buckle supplier to the WPCA.
Are you ready to talk?
Official Angus? Buckle Supplier.
Angus Talk, as I speak with industry leaders about the latest news in the Angus business. Broadcasting every Saturday from beautiful St. Joseph, Missouri, Angus Talk keeps you up to date with what's going on in cattle country. Join us each Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, right here on
Cops
Radio.
Uh-oh.
Exclusively off SiriusXM.
Livestock, grains.
Get started with that overnight trade.
Losses and gains.
What an eventful day it is.
Every weekday, RPCD keeps viewers up to date, not only on major market
all right.
causes.
Okay.
With expert commentary from the center of it all.
Volatility is extremely high.
Count on RPCD's Market Day Report and Rural Radio on Sirius XM to make sense of what's driving the market. RPTV, Rural America's most important network.
When the driver needs horsepower,
I was doing 80 and a 55, so, and I passed a cop who was in motion, not like speed trap.
Eagle Creek GM prides themselves with first-class customer service both during and after the sale, with factory-trained technicians and parts, service, and their SGI and body shop. With over 150 vehicles on the lot, here.
So I thought for a sec that might go bad. He got over a lane like he was going to, though.
Or online at EagleCreekGM.com.
Challenging times can lead to changes in your insurance needs. Western Financial Group has affordable insurance options to help protect the
But also everyone else around me is going Let just about as fast, so maybe it looks that
current or expired policy and provide you with insurance options.
Point being,
checking your policy is free, so come in for an insurance checkup and you could win $10,000. We're in this
That guy's now in front of me. So.
No purchase necessary. Close to July 10th, 2016. Some restrictions may apply.
There's traffic up here, it looks like.
Rules and regulations are westernfinancialgroup.ca.
Welcome back to the excitement of professional jug wagon racing. This is WPCA Pro Tour Live. Now back to Artie and Billy. Cooler temperatures, it is just 9 degrees Celsius here in Grand Prairie, Alberta, Canada, round 3 of the opening performances for the World Pro Jug Wagon Association. And Billy, just before we get to the racing, I know you've got a very special guest.
Someone this guy's pulling this. He's pulling somebody else over up here.
In a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, and one of the major stops that we have as soon as we leave Grand Prairie is our stop in Saskatoon, and it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the man sitting in here, Reg Willett. Reg, thanks for spending a little time with us here.
Well, it's great to be here, Billy. I'll just try to get up to Grand Prairie for one night of the show.
So how are things looking in Saskatoon? We got Garth Brooks coming to town, and, you know, he'll be a good opening act for our chuck wagons. What do you think, what else is going to be going on in Saskatoon for people to come on out there and do a few things?
I think we should try to get Garth Brooks at the wagon races on Sunday if he's not singing. That'd be a good I'm sure he'd enjoy it. But no, it's 2 weeks away. And
Garth Brooks still plays.
Hopefully, people that are coming to see the show, the Garth Brooks show, are also going to come in.
Garth Brooks ripping it up in Saskatoon.
And Garth Brooks has got a couple of
Sons of Prozac opening.
He's doing in 5 days, so I know he's going to be a pretty busy guy. But is the whole town of Saskatoon looking forward to, well, obviously, to Garth's arrival, but how about the arrival of the Chuck Wagons as well?
Actually, a lot of my employees were actually getting tickets for Saturday night at 10 o'clock for Garth Brooks, and they'll be at the Chuck Wagon races at the evening 6:30 show. So yeah, guys are planning on doing both events on Saturdays.
And once again, the Saskatoon World Chuck Wagon races will be held in memorial of Ashley Richards. She was an employee of yours, and just to create that awareness for people to slow down in the construction zones.
Yes, it was 4 years ago, and it's never an ending fight you have with the traveling public to obey our traffic zone. So it's an ongoing effort that we're all putting in, and so the more we can do to bring awareness to the orange zone, the better it is for all of us.
Now, what else is happening in your world? Here you are. You take the day to come up. A little bit of rain going on here, but are you here for the rest of the balance of the Grand Prairie Stampede?
Actually, no. We just we took a quick trip up here tonight. We're here for the one night. Brought up some friends and some friends of the Gorse family to watch the wagon races, and we're glad to be here.
Okay, well, Rich, why don't you just stand by a little bit? We've got wagons coming out onto the track. Why don't you spend a couple of races with us, help us out here? And Artie, we've got the wagons coming up. We better line them up here for heat number one.
And it'll feature running on barrel number one, a Saskatchewan driver, as a matter of fact, from St. Walbert, Jimmy Knight in Priority Fence.
And off of barrel number two, it'll be Curtis Moore for Crazy Eight Quilters.
And actually, another of the Saskatchewan drivers said three of the four in this opening heat are from Saskatchewan this year, including Lane Parker. And from Rapid View, Trumpeter Local 26 ATA is sponsor.
And finally, off the barrel number four, it'll be Bert Nolan, and he's driving for Denton's Canada. Now let's check out to see who our outriders are. And Jim Knight has Rory Jarvis and Casey Knight. Curtis Morin has Chad Cosgrave and Sean Caffro. Blaine Bremner has Quay Turney and Kale H&S. And Bert Nolan has Chance Flatt and Cole Somerville. So those will be the outriders that are going to be taking place. A little bit of rain coming down, a little cool. Hasn't affected the infield as of yet, but it could if it gets a little heavier here. So these guys that are in these early races might have a bit of an advantage.
Well, the wagons do make their way back into the infield where they have to do a circle eight around two barrels and then hit the track. So once the horn sounds, it will be Vern Nolan of Newbury, Alberta at barrel four, Lane Bremner, also from Saskatchewan at three, Curtis Moore.
This guy's very into telling you that these people are from Saskatchewan.
Well, let's go to Les McIntyre, the call of the opening heat of the night.
Okay, get him back there, Lane Bremner, get him back. He's got an open.
The horn sounds and the charge is underway in heat number one, and Stills going in and outriders mount up and four wagons hit the track to the inside with Jim Knight up the middle goes Crazy Eights and Curtis Morin. Lane Bremner held three wide with the Trumpeter Local ATA into the far side, high side. It's Vern Nolan at Denton's Canada. Four wagons all strung across the track with one outrider just leaving town. They're into the second turn and it's Jim Knight. Priority chain link. He's got the priority spot in that back stretch run. Three quarters of a length ahead now of Curtis Morin. And the Crazy Eights Quilters, a stitch in time, saves it all. And to the outside, Lane Bremner, Trumpeter Local 26. He's hanging in there stride for stride as they glide into that third turn. Vern Nolan dropping back with his overland route trip, four wide. He brings in the Denton's Cannon outfit. Four wide, he's going to try and get to that rail, but up on the front end, it's Jim Knight with an awesome night tonight. It's Priority Chain Link Fence setting up for the home stretch drive. Grand Prairie, it's your turn to come alive. Jim Knight, the 40-year veteran, opens him up. The gap is now a length of three quarters ahead of Curtis Moore and the Crazy Eights pushes the
match. AJ Eagle and Novo, apparently we're not streaming.
Vern Nolan, closing ground. Well-driven heat number one, opening heat here tonight.
So Jimmy Knight going barrel to barrel off the number one set, but his top barrel is down. That'll
guess
be a 5-second penalty. And we'll find out about those and the running times right after heat number two. That gives, of course, the officials a chance to look at the videotape. Looked like we had one barrel that was in a position that the wagon got stopped too far ahead, so there'll probably be additional penalties as well as Jimmy Knight's barrel penalty.
Yeah, I think Lane Bremner, he's going to have 1 second for being ahead of his barrel at the start of the race. Jim Knight's got 5 seconds, so not too many clean heats that we've had here in Grand Prairie yet, so we're still looking for our first couple of clean heats, but we do have a minute. Normally this is when we would get the running times, but we don't because we just ran the first race, so that'll give us a chance to speak with our friend Reg Willis. So a couple of weeks, we have next weekend off, and then we are in your town, so are you looking forward to having us there again?
Nope, fuck
yeah,
you guys.
No, we've,
stay away from my town.
And better this year. I know last year we had really good fan support, so hopefully this year it's bigger and better. I think we've tried to do everybody... Strive to do more advertising and putting the word out. So no, we're looking forward to it.
And has the community of Saskatoon embraced the WPCA wagon since they arrived here 3 years ago?
It's way better than it was. It's still, you know, people still aren't aware of it, but we're getting more and more people out. There's more and more businesses getting involved. I think it's getting better and better every year. It's just you know, it takes a while to get it going.
Well, it's one of those things. I think it's been great since we've been here, and we're certainly looking forward to being there and seeing you, Reg. So thanks for spending a few minutes with us here.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Reg Willett,
all right, whatever.
Our asphalt partnership and one of the driving forces behind our Saskatoon World Chuck Wagon races in memory of Ashley Richards. Reg and his community in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, being our host in just a couple of weeks' time. Well, we've got heat number two right around the corner on this day number three at the Grand Prairie Stampede on the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Superior results from your livestock require superior supplementation, and that starts with OLS Tubs. OLS works with the most highly researched and proven ingredients on the market to bring your livestock to a higher plane of herd health. OLS Tubs provides a highly concentrated vitamin and mineral package at a low cost per head per day, and backed by the OLS Consumption Control Guarantee. For more information on OLS Tubs or for business opportunities as a dealer, visit olstubs.com. OLS Tubs, simply the best.
Whatever you're building, expanding, operating, or developing, at some point, you'll need to be connected to an electricity provider. We are Fortis Alberta, and we are that provider. We'll get you connected and make sure your power is always there. And we'll do it safely and reliably, with the expert resources and experience to deliver on your electricity needs. Connect with us at 310 Wire, and we'll get you properly connected. Fortis Alberta, our promise is your power.
Chuck Wagon Racing, a proud Western tradition. This is WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Heat number one out of the way on day number three, and Jimmy Knight, Curtis Moore, Lane Bremner, Vern Nolan, and all the rest of us anxious to find out what happened, but we'll get heat number two runoff before we rejoin Les four times from the opening heat.
Yes, and while we do have a second here, we want to remind everybody that our broadcast of WPCA Pro Tour Live right here on Rural Radio on Sirius XM Channel 147 has been made possible thanks to the generous support of CarStar Collision and Glass Service. So let CarStar make your auto glass accidents unhappen, as they can repair or replace any glass on any vehicle, not just windshields. Call 1-800-CAR-STAR to book your appointment today. And Arnie, when it's rainy and cold like this, are we ever thankful that we're staying at the Podolan Inn and Spa, and they are the official Grand Prairie Hotel of the broadcast team here for WPCA Pro Tour Live. Now, Podolan is the only name to know when looking for hotels or restaurants in Fort McMurray.
If you want to come hang out with us, we'll be at the hotel bar later. Any ladies, watch the chuck wagons.
Products, specialists in breakfast, and we can attest to that.
Boy, you're not kidding.
And personalized customer service. So visit www.podolan.com. That's podolan.com. And the Olsen Silver Battle of the Buckles. Arnie, give us that text line. We'll let the cat out of the bag and let you know just what heat we're going to be picking here tonight.
Okay, the text line, and you can pick the winner. One of the four drivers is what you'll be picking, but do include your name when you're filing your guess for tonight to 587. That's area code 587. 582. 5393.
Yes, and just to explain how that happens, we're going to pick a heat. We're going to name the four drivers. You text in what driver you think is going to win that heat. Be sure to include your name along with it, and we're going to make a draw. The driver that wins that race, if you are the lucky one that partnered up, you could be the one singled out on tonight. And we've got 2 day winners already. We'll have five total, and of you five, you'll be drawn out for a beautiful silver buckle compliments of Olsen Silver.
So let me get this straight. You got people texting in every night, and then one person who picks the right person will be the winner of the day. So at the end, five people will vie for a fucking belt buckle.
Visit them online at olsensilver.com. These buckles are spectacular. You're going to want to win one.
Maybe these are fucking real nice belt buckles. I don't know. Like, I guess it's easy to forget that, like, not everything is some fucking zillion-dollar business. Like, just because it's on the radio and it's some sport thing that's, like, you know, the other night, guy was talking about selling shirts, and he was like, oh, we're hoping to sell 1,000.
It's going to be Troy Flatt for Maximum Tank Truck Service. He's also racing for
Jesus. Over the course of the season, they want to sell 1,000 shirts. Like, how many people are coming out to these things? How many people are listening to this? Like,
what is the Grizzly Cup? And this is Chance Vegan.
I mean, I guess it's Chuck Wagon. I don't know, man. Last year I got to watch the Chucks on ESPN3. I'll grant you, it's ESPN3 and not 1 or 2, but that's still ESPN. Broadcasting some fucking Chuck Wagon races.
Chance Vegan has Jack Cosgrave and Dale H&S. So those will be the Outriders taking part here in Eaton. Excellent Friday night crowd as they line up. Chance Vegan at barrel 4, Mike Vegan at 3, Troy Flatt at 2, and Cody Fraser, the last one to pull in as he lines up at barrel number 1. And the gate, we go to the voice of Wagon Racing.
Just start texting pornography to that phone number that they have.
Ready to call, gate number 2. The horn sounds.
I mean, don't actually do that.
Quick one for Chance Vegan and the Red Oak Industrial from that number 4 barrel. Cody Fraser gets from the 1 barrel to take the rail out from underneath of Chance Vegan, and that's the 2 young guns that go into the lead. Chance Vegan opens them up and launch 1 outliner from barrel 1 just leaving. That's Cody.
Yes, start texting them Overwatch porn.
He's tucked in Cody, that is, along the rail.
I'm sure there's plenty to choose from by now.
Right alongside of his Sundown oil field, that veteran Mike Vegan overtakes, goes on by Cody Fraser at a high rate of speed, and now it's the little grizzly Mike Vegan that has his Hassan Chance Vegan in his sights. He's closing in on Chance's stove rack as that big gray lead horse is coming alongside Chance Vegan. He opens up a knockdown on the paw, and here comes the corn mazeman, Cody Fraser, trailing the pack is Troy Flatt, and he's into that turn, the final two, with his outfit Maximum Tank Rentals. He's going to need some maximum speed, because here comes Chance Vegan, the Rangeland Dirty Rockstar, and look who's chasing him now, Mike Vegan, the little grizzly from the outside, but this one's
all grizzly
tonight. Chance Vegan will get there by near a full winding length. Mike Vegan rolls in. Cody Fraser in hot pursuit. And Troy Flatt, Maximum Tank Truck Rentals, rolls in to be more than he's number 2.
And that one goes right back to the outset when the horn sounded. Chance Vegan getting a great skill on number 4 set of barrels, and he held the lead all the way around the track. All right, let's go back to heat number 1 for running times.
Check out our Wrangler running times in heat number 1. Here's your Wrangler wrap-up of heat number 1. Curtis Morin.
Yeah, none of these cars are moving at all.
Time.
Oh, shit, it was going so well, too.
1:18. That's 1 minute, 18 seconds, 15 one-hundredths. Lane Bremner, Trumpeter Local, 26. ATA, 1:18.61. Bern Nolan, Denton's Canada, 1:18.95. Those three guys all penalty free. Jim Knight, however, priority events. He won the heat with a 1:17.30. Picked up 6 seconds in penalties. 5 for a wagon knocking over a barrel. Another 1 second penalty for a late outrider. Brings him up to 1:23.30 for Jim Knight in priority chain link fence. Your Wrangler wrap up of heat number 1.
Well, that's interesting. From our vantage point where we set not right off of the finish line, but just a little bit, I guess we'd say, south of the finish line.
27 minutes from here.
It appeared we had one wagon a little ahead of the barrel when the horn...
I guess it's not so bad.
The only penalty being assessed was that to Jim Knight, and a total of 6 seconds altogether for a total of 1:23:30. Disappointing night number three for the Saskatchewan Rainsmen.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, you know, Lane Bremner... I wouldn't surprise me to see them take another look at that because he was struggling. I mean, they did jump ahead, and I mean, he tried everything he could to get him back, and it just didn't look like it was going to happen. And I don't know that he did get him back, but again, we're not at the official vantage point here. We're kind of off to the side, but we'll see. It wouldn't surprise me if they made a change there, though.
And of course, they will make that announcement following the 1 hour recess or time period in which people have to allocate any thoughts, reviews, and complaints about the wagon racing. They do have a 1 hour cooling period right after the races. So we'll have those officially on the website at www.wpca.com.
Triple W.
And Billy will get those posted later tonight. Heat number three right around the corner. We'll tell you who's involved in that one as we continue day number three on the World Pro Chuck Wagon Association's Pro Tour Live.
It's Pro Football Hall of Fame Radio on Sirius XM. Their images are cast in bronze, but they're reliving their memories on Sirius XM.
Hall of Fame coach Bill Parcells.
Grant Tarkington, welcome.
Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly.
The one, the only John Madden.
If I had one drive to win a game in the 1970s, I would want Kenny Stabler to be that guy.
Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Pro Football Hall of Fame Radio on Sirius XM NFL Radio Channel 88. And on your smartphone on the new and improved Sirius XM.
Oh, and it's like 80 degrees. This is double bad.
U.S. Farm Report with host Ty Morgan, commentator John Phipps, farm director Al Pell, and meteorologist Mike Hoffman.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. You can hear Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Sundays at 8 a.m. Eastern right here on World Radio Channel 147 on Sirius XM.
U.S. Farm Report. Trusted, timely, tradition.
You're listening to WPCA Pro Tour Live with host Arnie Jansen.
He's got the chucks.
Right here on Rural Radio on Sirius XM. It is day number three of the World Pro Chuck Wagon Association's opening tour stop for the 2016 campaign. As we've already said, if you joined us from the outset, we'll be next in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, a couple of weeks down the road. In the meantime, you can make a note of this number, 587-582-5393. Yes, that's for the Olsen Silver Battle of the Buckles, and it is heat number nine.
I want one of you
tonight
to win the Olsen Silver Battle of the
Kirk
Buckles.
Kirk Sutherland, Rick Fraser, Aubrey Montalillo, or Kurt Benzmiller. Who wins that? You text us at the end of the broadcast tonight. We'll choose a winner from all that come in. We're getting several hundred a day, so lots of opportunity out
several
there.
Several hundred a day.
Maybe get one of those beautiful, beautiful silver buckles when we draw on Sunday night.
Yes, absolutely. And hey, before we start lining these up, wagons just come out there. We really want to thank our good friends at Fortis Alberta. And Fortis Alberta owns and operates more than 60% of Alberta's electric distribution network and more than 120,000 kilometers of power.
I'm going to try going for another mile here and then take some back roads.
For partnering up with us again and bringing WPCA Pro Tour Live to you here on Rural Radio on Sirius XM Channel 147. Well, we got wagons coming in for their practice turns, Arnie, so we better line them up. Heat number three, they're coming out fast.
And it includes Dustin Gorston. Grand Prairie Airport is sponsor at barrel number one.
And off of barrel number two, this will be Cliff Cunningham's outfit, once again handled by Jess Willard for MPJ Oilfield Servicing.
And right beside him in the other sandwich position, Darcy Flat and NAK are Next Design Strategies running on barrel number three.
And off barrel number four, this will be Lane McGilvery for Lions Production Services. Now let's check out our outriders here. And Dustin Gorst will have Quade Turney and Kale Legionesse. Jess Willard has Chance Flat and Cole Somerville. Darcy Flat has Rory Jarvis and Dayton Sutherland. Well, Lane McGilvery has Chad Cosgrave and Casey Knight. So those will be the outriders taking part here in the third heat. They are coming fast. It feels looking pretty good, even though we do have a little bit of rain out there. It's not affecting anything. So outriders, not a tough night so far, but rain keeps up, it could.
no dust out there as they make their way back in for heat number three, including Lane McGillivray and Lions Production Services and barrel number four, Darcy Flagg with Mac Design at three. Jess Wooler driving for Cliff Cunningham off barrel number two, and Dustin Gorse is in position as we're going from barrel number one to Les McIntyre.
There's a horn, and they're off to a quick start right across the board. Grand Prairie Airport, Dustin Gorse from that one barrel goes a little wide. Going to have to make a sharp left turn right inside of Jess Wooler, who gets out there with MPJ Oilfield. Slow turn on one, allow Jess Wooler to get out there and steal the rail away with that Cliff Cunningham outfit. And in behind him comes the flag, Darcy Flagg with Mack and in for court. And that's how they string out like a freight train.
Speed picks up a little bit.
Jess Willard and BJ Oilfield hits the backstretch drive a length of the quarter ahead.
So now I'm no longer sure if I should
drop back to Dustin Gorse, Grand Prairie Airport.
Take these weird back roads or just stick it out here.
Comes from the backside, Lane McGillivray.
Yeah, okay. Now it's saying I should stick it out. Okay.
A whole posse of GMC Outriders to go around the outside of him, but look at the kid on the front end. Cliff Cunningham's right. Jess Willard driven outfit. He's into that fourth turn, best of company by a length of three quarters, and the gap just gets wider as he glides around.
It's one of those things where I could either go way out of my way but drive at a faster speed or sit in this traffic, and it would actually take less time to sit in the traffic.
In the middle of the track. It's
a real fucking toss up.
Racetrack a little too late. Jess Willard gets in there. Look at this. Dustin Gorse gets it ahead of Darcy Flagg at the wire and Lane McGillivray. Closes in a hurry and he's number three.
Cliff Cunningham will be thrilled tonight the way Jess Willard handled things off the number two.
Way to go, Jess Willard.
5 eighths of a mile, barrel to barrel to get there first. Right time. Number two.
Here's your wrap up, courtesy of Wrangler, shirts and jeans. Mike Bingett, Sundown Oil Field, 117.53. He's penalty-free, 117.53 to win the heat. Chance Vegan, Red Oak Industrial, woulda, coulda, shoulda at 116.67. But he outrun one of his outliers, 1 second to the late outrider, and now 117.67. Cody Fraser, Grand Prairie Corn Maze and Country Roads RV Park. 118.59.
The rules of Chuck Wagon Racing seem insane. I was like, okay, you're the riding a fucking wagon, but then there are other dudes on horses that are part of your team, and they need to stay close to you, but you can't pass them. It's like the fucking, I mean, it makes sense that it's big in Canada, right? Because it's the fucking hockey of horse racing.
As a matter of fact, it had chance not to sustain that 1 second penalty. Is the top of our leaderboard, and our leaderboard
all these horses are just blue lines.
Broadcast by Lennox Canada.
Yes, it is. They are bringing it in, though. We're still looking for a clean heat. Boy, that last heat there, Jess Miller did a massive job of having Cliff Cunningham's outfit. Yeah, the Zumb Riders had to ride hard to catch him, but they were both there. Cliff, I know you're listening to us live right now, but he's too bad that that barrel that he took last night is looking really expensive right now because the run that he just had, there's no rail. There would have been, would have put him up there. It's going to be, I think that might be one of the top runs of the night so far.
Like the flag run. Yes, that would be very cool in that race. And that's what they do every night. They do day monies, and then we add the scores together. They're called the aggregate. And on
all right,
Sunday,
well, I have passed the back road exit that it was telling me to take earlier, so now we're fucking locked in on this shit.
After 4 days of qualifying, in other words, each outfit has a chance to run off each of the barrel placements. There are four in the infield. Well, a very special guest who knows what it's like to drive Chuck Wagons, Gary Shaver, will join us. Gary, turn
it over. What it's like?
Pro Tour Live.
GMC is the official vehicle of the 2016 World Professional Chuck Wagon Association Pro Tour. But as powerful as these horses are, they're no match for the 2016 Sierra 1500.
Oh, hell no.
With towing capabilities of up to 12,000 pounds, plus the most powerful V8 engine in its class, and best V8 fuel efficiency in any full-size pickup, the Sierra 1500 doesn't horse around. Visit gmccanada.ca.
What makes a stay at the Podolin Inn & Spa truly special? Is it the fact that their spa is one of the top 50 in Canada? Or a great night's sleep awaits you in their amazing beds? Or even the sophisticated atmosphere and memorable flavors found at Jack's Grill & Lounge? It's all that and Podolin's commitment to customer service that truly makes them special. You'll find quality in every part of your stay, and all for a price that will pleasantly surprise you. The Podolin Inn & Spa, taking guest comfort to new heights.
How can you maximize yield and profits on your farm? Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. On the Ag PhD radio show, we talk about all the ways you can get the most return on investment for the crops on your farm. Our guests are farmers and experts in the industry. We discuss the latest innovations in fertility, crop production, seed traits, and much more. We also answer your questions live via phone, email, or Twitter. Don't miss the next Ag PhD radio show. Weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central on Rural Radio Sirius XM Channel 147.
Rural Evening News, the only primetime newscast that matters to rural America.
Major problems that could affect ag exports.
This growing season happens to be anything but normal.
How is that affecting our commodities here?
Ag News,
the grain trade very nervous, especially soybean trade.
Weather, that's going to be our weather pattern still.
And Western sports.
This time of year can make or break.
Rural Evening News, it nights at 7:30 Eastern on RFD TV.
And Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147.
Part of our Western Heritage, you're listening to WBC.
It's kind of nice out here. It's 82 degrees, but like there's a good breeze too. So
and you're listening to the
it's like sunny and cool. I can handle this. I can get behind this.
Campaign, which will continue in Saskatoon and on the Medicine Hat, the High River, and then up to the Ponca Stampede just before the Calgary Stampede. All of those races right here on Rural Radio and on Country 99. Well, we got a little bit of a break. We don't need the water truck, but they are going
to... I should go to the Calgary Stampede.
So, Billy, welcome back in here. I know you've got a special guest who knows what it's like to be up there in the box.
Well, I do. He's not only used to being up there in the box, but he's part of the engine that helps drive the chuck wagon. It's salesman for Ken Sargent GMC. Of course, GMC is the title sponsor for the WPCA Pro Tour. And also one of the drivers on the All-Pro Canadian Chuck Wagon Association, the Pony Wagons, as we like to affectionately call it. Jerry Shaver. Jerry, thanks for spending some time.
I assume it's just like a big county fair.
Here at,
like some rides, some corn dogs, some shit.
Doing a thing for GMC.
So first off, how was the track? How was your run tonight in one of the earlier heats there?
Had a really good run, real good barrel turn, and the track was really good. When we ran, we just had a few sprinkles, but now it's rained a little bit, but the track still... He's always good here. It's sandy and never have a problem with this track.
And it's got a bottom.
It's got a bottom.
So we haven't had enough rain to affect this.
Oh, you could have an inch of rain on this track and wouldn't affect us.
Well, tell us, you being a part of GMC, so what's happening in the world of GMC and specifically Ken Sargent up here in Grand Prairie?
Well, Ken Sargent, we're one of the big sponsors up here at the rodeo and along with GMC. And we have the new Canyon trucks that are out right now. We're looking forward to our new diesel in our Canyon. It's coming out shortly. And with our fuel mileage and on our half tons, it's second to none.
It's a really compelling sales pitch this guy's got.
And very happy to be sponsors of all the chuck wagon races.
Now, are you guys having any kind of a special on these trucks?
Nope. Full price. Come on in.
Yeah, we are, and we're also, up until tomorrow night, we've got a Wild Mile sale going on in Grand Prairie right now. So I've got all our trucks and cars around on the boulevard, so we got a big sale going on.
And we enjoyed the pancake breakfast. I had the privilege of being there here the other day. Perfect pancakes, by the way. Should have come down. Are you going to be doing any more features like that?
No, not. We just do that once a year, and just for the breakfast for the rodeo. So.
Okay. Now get back to the All-Pro. So do you have a chance to get into the dash here on Sunday?
No, I don't have a chance. I'm very happy with my runs. I've got a young fellow that we share a barn with, and I'm supposed to have the second string, and I've beat him every night so far this week, so I'm very happy.
So that's good. Now, how long have you been with Ken Sargent? How long have you been driving wagons for?
21 years. On May 11th, I've been with Ken Sargent, and I started driving wagons in 1981.
A long time for both. Yeah. Jerry, you talked a little bit about the Canyon. Is this the first time they've come out with a diesel for that? Because that's kind of your entry-level pickup truck. It's not the real big ones when you pull large trailers and stuff, but it's a great economical vehicle to have.
Yeah, they're capable of 7,000.
Yeah, you're better at selling these trucks than I am.
And then we haven't got a new diesel yet. They're on their way. So we're very happy to see the new diesel coming into the Canyon pickup.
And that's the first time, right? That was a gas truck for decades, actually.
No, the Canyon was discontinued a few years ago and then just came back in last year, and then this year now coming out with the new diesel.
And what if it sells really well for you? Your entry-level Sierra, so which would be the 1500s?
Our 1500s is our big sellers. This country here, that's our bread and butter, the 1500 after.
And boy, they ride like a car. Now, I had the privilege of being up one the other day.
Had the privilege.
With Bluetooth in the dash and the navigation system. Oh, I was in heaven, I have to tell you.
Yeah, they go to four cylinders.
I don't know what any of that is. Bluetooths, but you know.
We got trucks and the 6.5-foot box in our half tons now. This come out in 14, so we're very proud of that.
Well, great success, not only with that one, but all the way up to the one tons and the dualies, whatever you need. The guys over at Ken Sargent can help you out. And again, we thank General Motors, where we are professional grade, for being our partners all season long on the WPCA trips.
Yeah, and one last question. Obviously, you're driving under Ken Sargent's GMC's car, Mitch Sutherland on the big wagons here, driving under. What does it mean for the local dealership as well as GMC to be part of the Chuck Wagon Race?
Well,
they love it.
When
I
got to work with Ken Sargent in 1995, they didn't even know what a chuck wagon was, and I got him into it, and that's Paul Peters has been the big one to get everybody into them, to the sponsorship, and he's the leader of getting all the wagons into this.
So has it been a good fit for you, and are you pleased with your involvement?
Well, a great fit, and we're very involved, and we're very happy with our involvement in it.
Okay, Jerry Shaver. Well, Jerry, thank you very much for spending some time. We've got wagons. We're going to have to line them up here, but thanks to GMC, thanks to Ken Sargent, and good luck in the next three races.
Very much, fellas.
Take care. Jerry Shaver. Yes, thank you for dropping by, Jerry, with Ken Sargent here in Grand Prairie, and also a chuck wagon driver by his own skill set. Well, heat number four right around the corner will feature Chad Fike and the VJV Livestock Auction people at Beaver Lodge, Alberta, at barrel number one.
And barrel number two, this will be Ross Knight for Initial Industries Limited.
And right beside him, Troy Dorchester. What a great start he's had here in Grand Prairie, and he'll got
Troy Dorchester shot himself in the club and then shot at a guy, got arrested. He's not going to be racing tonight.
Cody Ridsdale for Triple K Oil Field Services. Let's check out our outriders here for heat number four.
Check out Wild, Garth Brooks Show.
KLHS, Ross Knight has Chad Splatt, and Casey Knight, Troy Dorchester has Cole Somerville and Rory Jarvis. Cody Ridsdale has Chad Cosgrave and veteran outrider Sean Caffrey. The sensation from the nation, and those be your outriders in heat number four.
Just completing what they call the practice turn, and a great crowd on hand. The only corners that we have is way up high, where there are a few empty seats left, and I'm sure by Saturday night they'll all fill in. Wagons will get called back up by Benny Hensmiller, who's now our track official. It signifies when they're ready to go. Outriders making their way around the barrels. They have their footing. Understood what it'll be like as we get ready for heat number four, featuring Cody Ridsdale and Cape Oilfield Services at four, Troy Dorchester and Pure Chem Services at three, Ross Knight and Initial Industries lines up at two, and Chad Fike will be the last one in with his VJV Livestock Auction. And that means if you've got the advantage of being off number one, great chance to grab that rail position and take the shortest trip around a 5/8 mile course. Time to go to the eye in the sky. Again, to call heat number four, here's Les McIntyre.
There's the horn and the charge is underway, and it's a quick start right across the board. Chad Fike is quick on that number one barrel, and here comes Troy Dorchester from the outside. Cody Ridsdale to the far side, and Ross Knight up the middle, but it's Chad Fike and BJB. Beaver Lodge, the same is on. Rock and roll out of that first turn as Chad Fife overtakes the pack, but now the companies are coming at him. It is Troy Dorchester, Pure Chem Services, trying to hang on to second place, but it's Ross Knight and Initial Industries that takes it away from them as they line them up for the backstretch drive. Cody Ridsdale, Triple K Oil Field, surrounded by a whole pack of GMC outliners, and that's how they go down the backstretch. BJB Beaver Lodge, Chad Fife, Rapid Auction Service and Rapid Wagon Driving as he rounds that third turn at Ross Knight and Troy Dorchester to the outside of him. Closing ground on every stride as they glide into the fourth and final turn. Cody Ridsdale, Triple K Oil Field, posting some speed, but here they come to the wire.
the home stretch drive, and Chad Pike, BJB Beaver Lodge, and now they're going to run at him with Troy Dorchester from the outside, Ross Knight up the middle, but Chad Pike will hang on for the win. BJB Beaver Lodge by 3/4, Troy Dorchester a half length ahead of Ross Knight, and Cody Ridgedale pokes him in a hurry with triple KO field. And that was exciting. Heat number 4.
Doing just exactly what he wanted to do when you have the advantage of barrel number 1. Chad Fike took advantage for the 5/8 mile track.
This still sucks out here.
Across the finish line. Now back to
I'm creeping up. This sucks.
Heat number 3 is good to see. It goes like this. Jess Willard, fastest time of the night so far. MDJ Oilfield, 1:17.36. 1:17.36. Dustin Gorst, Grand Prairie Air Force, blew in at 1:18.19. Darcy Flagg with Mack and Infracore, 1:18.45. At Lane McGillivray, Lions Production Services at 1:19.40. Your Wrangler wrap-up of heat number 3. Welcome back.
And if you missed it, a penalty-free heat, and that early on, heat number 3. Wow, way to go.
It was, I thought the times might have been a little bit faster there, especially when I saw how much Cliff Cunningham's outfit driven by Jess Willard won that.
Oh, should I just get on freeway here? This is a really shitty exit.
About as fast as
but I would be off the freeway.
I think 1:17.36, it was a little bit slower.
Drive past
maybe
bowling out, and that's way out of the way.
I wasn't counting. It certainly seemed to be a big run. And taking a look at this last seat, Chad Fike.
Traffic in town might suck shit anyway.
Both outrisers, they were scattered all over the infield right off the bat, but they both made their barrels, and they both managed to get there at the finish line. So although it wasn't what you'd call a classic trip, they got the job done.
I'm going to stay here.
Great run. I mean, this he produced the day money winner last night. Who knows? Maybe it's day money for Chad Fike.
Well, there is a chalk line that shows where the 50 meters or the 150 feet is, and you can watch it. So whether you're fans in the stands or you're watching on television, if you watch where the white chalk mark goes across the track, make sure that at least the outriders' horses are at that point or even closer to the wagon. Otherwise, a 1 second penalty is tacked on. Right around the corner will be heat number 5 as we continue day 3 of the WPCA Home Tour Live.
Hello, I'm Janet Atkinson. On this week's FFA Today, we'll get the latest headlines from around the organization, learn about a state-of-the-art agriculture lab being used by Carroll County, Virginia FFA.
Yo, I got a state-of-the-art agriculture lab.
FFA State Officer Ricardo Ibarra.
Humboldt
and
County.
Oklahoma's hardworking ag educators. So tune in to FFA Today, Saturdays at 7:30 a.m., Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio and on Sirius On Demand.
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Kenyon from Rural Radio's Western Sports Roundup. We hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend. Join us Monday on Western Sports Roundup for a special Memorial Day edition.
Just got
Western
getting
Sports
underway,
Roundup.
And it's not so great so far. This traffic sucks shit, but I mean, you know.
Canada, and for the kickoff weekend, the World Professional Check Wagon Association. Western Sports Roundup. Weekday afternoons, 3 in the West, 6 in the East, on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147, and on the Sirius XM app. Welcome back to the excitement of professional chuck wagon racing. This is WPCA Field Tour Line. Now, back to Arnie and Billy.
You could call it a chilly Friday evening, round 3 of the opening competition for the 2016 campaign. A little bit of rain, but not even a downpour, more an off and on drizzle, and it's keeping the dust down. We just have to harrow no water trucks out there tonight.
No, and once again, we would like to thank our friends at Fortis Alberta. And Fortis Alberta is proud to bring the WPCA Pro Tour to you. Fortis Alberta provides electricity distribution service to more than 500,000 Albertans. And part of that Fortis wrap-up report that we're going to have includes the Lennox leaderboard. Now, Lennox Life is happening right now. Families are seeing their quality of life improve after installing a Lennox system in their homes. So call your local Lennox dealer in Western Canada for more on their full line of home comfort systems. Now, let's check that Lennox leaderboard while we do have a second. Cliff Cunningham's outfit, driven by Jess Willard, number 1 with a 1:17.36. Mike Deegan second with a 1:17.53. Chance Deegan is third with a 1:17.67. Fourth is Curtis Warren with a 1:18.15. And Dustin Gorst rounding out the top 5. with a 1:18 and 19. The Darcy Flat, Lane Bremner, Bert Nolan, Lane DeGilbury, Cody Frazier. Those are your top 10 for times that we have so far. But anyways, we've got a heat, number 5. They've taken the practice turns. We better line them up. Who do we have?
Let's start with Cody McCurra and distribution now. He'll be back to line up at barrel number 1.
And off of barrel number 2, he's running good, but the penalty bug has bit him a little bit. Logan Gorse for Riverstone Golf Course.
Right beside him, Mitch Sutherland, the former football player with Ken Sargent, GMC, sponsoring at barrel number 3.
And we just talked to Jerry Shaver from Ken Sargent. Off of barrel number 4, Colt Cosgrave for Trinidad Drilling. Our Outriders, Cody McCurra has Rory Jarvis, Casey Knight, Logan Gorse has Quade Tournier, Dale H&S, Mitch Sutherland has Chance Ladd and Nate Sutherland, while Cole Cosgrave has Chad Cosgrave and Cole Somerville. So those will be your outriders taking part here in Heat 5. Let's go to Les.
There's the horn, the charge is underway. Cole Cosgrave from that 4 barrel comes streaking out there. Cody McCurra taps his top one and gets the rail away from Logan Gorse. And this Riverstone Golf Course, a 3-wagon race there. Mitch Sutherland, he kind of went cookie on him when he blew the horn, and he's finally got out there, but he's about 6 lengths back. The wall of wagons that lead the backstretch drive out of that second turn.
Oh, let me off the freeway. I'm so close. 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 I'm so close.
He's going to run hard tonight. Colt Cosgrave, 3 wide, is starting to glide into that position to challenge Cody McCurra. Colt Cosgrave, the Trinidad Drilling. Gets the long yard drive tonight, and that's how they roll in between the final turns. Distribution now. Cody McCurra now to the fourth turn. Cole Cosgrave opens them up. Logan Gorse dropping back. Mitch Sutherland down to the races. They round for the home stretch drive. Cole Cosgrave shifts through the overdrive. Trinidad drilling his way to the front end to challenge Cody McCurra. But McCurra's got all the speed to me against the wire. Fingers ahead of Cole Cosgrave. Golf Course rolls in, and Mitch Sutherland and Sergeant GMC settles for 4th in heat number 5.
Good finish for Cody McCurra, but not such a great start as he topped his bottom barrel, or his top barrel, on the trip around the figure 8. All right, let's get times now from heat number 4.
5. Let's check out our regular running times in heat number 4. Here's your regular wrap-up of heat 4 and another penalty-free heat. Chad Fike, BJB Beaver Lodge Auction Market, 1-18-25, 1-1-8-2-5.
1-1-8-2-5.
Troy Dorchester, Pure Cam Services, 1-18-79. Ross Knight, Initial Industries, 1-19-32. And Cody Ridgedale, Triple K Oil Field, 1-19-73.
I'm sorry, did you say Triple K Oil Field? Of heat Triple K?
4.
There you have it from heat number 4, 2 back-to-back penalty-free runs already. So off to a great night.
3Ks, but triple K.
We have more to come as we continue on this, the third go-round of action as we try and qualify the top number wagons for a dash for cash on Sunday night. We'll talk a little bit more about all the prizes up for grabs as we continue with the WBCA Pro Tour Live.
Long live tradition. Long live Saturday nights at the chuck wagon races and Sunday mornings at church. Today's cowboys fight to keep the Western tradition alive. For decades, Wrangler has adapted to provide cowboys the most they need to protect their changing lifestyle. From cowboy cuts to premium patch to 31 relax, Wrangler is the true choice for cowboys and the official jean and shirt of the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. So head to your local Wrangler retailer and find something from the Wrangler Cowboy Cut Collection today. Long live cowboys.
CarStar Collision and Glass understands the importance of community, which is why every CarStar location is locally owned and operated. And their owners pride themselves on providing customer service that is second to none. Should you ever find yourself in an accident, you'll have no problem finding a helping hand, because CarStar has over 200 locations across Canada. From small dings and scratches to glass and collision repair, CarStar does it all. CarStar, where accidents unhappen. A proud supporter of the World Professional Truck Wagon Association.
You're listening to WPCA Pro Tour Live with host Johnny Jansen and color man Billy Melville right here on Rural Radio on Sirius XM.
Good running times tonight, despite a little bit of moisture. Not a heavy track out there at all. As a matter of fact, it is done the elimination
section of the water truck for this evening is harrowing. That's all that's taking place. We are through five with six right around the corner. What we're trying to do is add times together Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday's qualifying runs. And the top four total times or aggregates or shortest four times put together, we'll get into heat number nine. We call it the Dash for Cash on Sunday night.
Yeah, that'll be the big one. To be able to drive off in a brand new GMC truck. And that is being brought to us by our friends at Summit Fleet Leasing. And we're going to have a couple of their representatives come during our next hero here in a few minutes. $25,000 tech and a fancy shiny buckle to say that you are the Grand Prairie Stomp champions. And while we have a second here, we want to remind everybody that our broadcast has been made possible thanks to 2W Livestock. 2W Livestock Equipment, the ultimate in low-stress livestock handling and system designing. Order all your steel equipment needs today at your local dealer. 2W top quality, built to last generation.
Two dub.
You want to check out WTC.com or halfmilehill.com. We have a fans poll on there, and that's been brought to us by Global Overhead Doors, and they are proud to be a master authorized Clopay garage door dealer. Enhance the curb appeal of your home and make your garage door an integral part of your home style with Global Overhead Doors. And thanks to all of our sponsors that made it possible for us to bring you the Chuck Wagon Races. Our promise is to bring you the Chuck Wagon Races, just like Fortis Alberta's promise is your power, and it's a commitment that they live up to.
Matt, great transition. Nice.
Right now it's raining. Fortis Alberta's bringing you the electricity to power your satellite radio. See, listen.
No, they are not. I'm in a car,
dude. Traffic's slowing down, Arnie. Looking at these times that have been coming in here, we'll have to see these next few heats. We've got some fast wagons coming up here.
No one listens to satellite radio in their home. Maybe some people do. I don't know. Speaking of which, I made it home. And it's grand. Oh, well, yeah. Everybody have a good weekend. And, you know, be back at it Tuesday, I guess.